Okay, we're starting off in Parshas Baharim B'Sulkosai in Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Aleph. Daber Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor. God spoke to Moshe and Har Sinai saying, Daber O Bnei Yisrael Hamata Aleim. You should speak to Bnei Yisrael. You should say to them, Kisavo El Aretz. When you come to the land, Hashem Ninos in Lechem, that I give to you, V'Shav Zaretz Shabbos LaHashem. The land will rest a Shabbos for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We know this is Shemitah. 6 years you should plant your fields. 6 years you should prune your vineyards. V'Asaftas to us, you should gather your grain. V'Ashana Shavis Shabbos Shavos Oni El Aretz. In the seventh year, there will be a rest to the land. Shabbos LaHashem, a full Shabbos to God. Sad Chalosis, where you should not plant your field. V'Karma Chalosis, where you should not do anything to your vineyard. Okay. So Vayikra is supposed to be Korbanos, right? It's supposed to be Korbanos. It's all supposed to be about the Kohanim or Korbanos. And pretty much, it's been following that track, you know? Like Vayikra, Tzav, it's all about the different types of Korbanos and when you bring the Korbanos. Tzav then went into the Mishkan a little bit. Shemini talked about that eighth day of the Mishkan when Aaron was finally allowed in. Then we started going into laws of the Kohanim. Then we got into all the others. I mean, after that, Tazria, Mitzora are all things that the Kohanim do. I mean, that's stuff that the Kohen has to declare whether the guy's a Mitzora or not a Mitzora. Achrimos Kedoshim are special laws that apply to Kohanim. And then it adds on because of that, we went into Arayas that like got sidetracked. But it's very clear what the point of Achrimos Kedoshim is. And then Emor is straight out Emor al Kohanim Bnei Aaron once again. Bahar B'Chukosai sort of like fall off the track. They shouldn't be here. They shouldn't be in Vayikra. You'd think they're off, and then all of a sudden it says, I mean, we talk about number one, Bahar Sinai Lamor, and then it's Dabero Bnei Yisrael Ramat Olam. We start going into Shemitah. What in the world does Shemitah have to do with all the rest of this? Why in the world do we bring up Shemitah, this resting of the land during the seventh year, over anything else in the middle of Parshas Kohanim, seemingly in the middle of Parshas Kohanim? So, and Ribbis, and the different houses that you have to buy, and the amount of the price of people. What is this doing over here? You know where this belongs? David, where would you say this belongs? Right. You got to put it somewhere. You got to put it in Parshas Mishpatim. That's where it belongs, right? So the Rush says an unbelievable thing. The original Luchos had Korbanos. But the